From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, everybody. We have a great show, everybody. We have four brilliant contestants that are going to be up here playing our nerdy games. They are currently backstage cleaning everything with disinfectant wipes because they are smart. And one of them will be our big winner. I'm cleaning everything with disinfectant wipes.
Are you nervous about the coronavirus?
So this is the thing. I was on a plane recently, sat down beside this guy. We looked at each other. We both pulled out disinfectant wipes and wiped down our tables and our seats while talking about the fact that we have small kids at home. And then we cheersed with emergency. And then we took elderberry supplements. And then we helped each other zip into our plastic suits so we could take a nap. You know, and I felt heard and seen.
Yeah.
I felt I had a buddy.
Sounds like a restful, friendly trip. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm always scared. I have a 4-year-old, and if you have a young kid, your entire life is germs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
no,
little...
you're basically, you are constantly ingesting the snot of all your kids' friends.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do anything? Are you washing your hands? What are you doing? Are you boiling
no,
yourself?
No, I'm not washing
yeah.
my hands
no,
or anything.
He's very
no.
strong. He's very strong.
No, I haven't really changed my behavior. Just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
You know how I roll hygiene-wise.
Guys, we have an amazing guest on our show. We have musician Dan Deacon. Yes. Dan Deacon has collaborated with the New York City Ballet, and he's going to be here with us at a bar in Brooklyn. How far you have fallen, Dan Deacon. His music is very layered, and it crosses genres. It occupies the space in between, like, electro, pop, and indie rock. It's kind of like Death Cab for Skrillex. Dan's interests, so we do a lot of research on our guest, and his interests include Lord of the Rings, the board game Settlers of Catan, the movie Total Recall, and Twin Peaks. I actually had to print out a picture of him and staple it to my script to make sure I was interviewing him and literally not just any one of our listeners. It's perfect. We also have a game about WebMD. I will admit, I have Googled my problems. In a desperate moment, I Googled how to cure disappointment. Yep, and what came back was mostly things about how to cure salmon properly to avoid disappointments. And I gotta tell you, I felt better. All right, let's play some games. Our first game is about diseases and hip-hop. It's the intersection between sick and sick. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Danya Schreeder. You research artificial intelligence at Columbia University. Danya, your current goal is to have better internet. What does that mean?
It's not faster internet.
Yeah.
It's that I was meandering on the internet. I had like no real sites I went to or anything. So I got on Twitter for the first time in 2020. Now I follow like interesting things and I'm getting like actual links and like fun animal facts.
Fun animal facts?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a good one?
Apparently, scientists still haven't seen eels spawn together. They swim all the way out to the sea in the Caribbean, and that's, like, where they mate. And
no
like,
one's seen it.
Not a scientist.
Well, it's private.
That's, yeah, exactly. So that's amazing. Now I have a new goal, so thank you. Danya, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Elizabeth Filipovich. You recently got your master's in public health.
Yes.
And speaking of health, you once biked at a Soul Cycle class next to Michelle Obama.
Yes.
All right. So were you nervous or were you competitive?
Yeah, I was sobbing the entire time.
What are you
It was New Year's Day 2017, and the instructor was like, "We made it through 2016. We're gonna make it through 2017." And like next to Michelle Obama, I was weeping. And it was she was beautiful. She tapped it back like no other.
Elizabeth, when you ring in, we'll hear this. This word game is called WebMC. We've mashed up rap and hip-hop artists with medical conditions you might look up on WebMD. Let's go to Jonathan Coulton for an example.
So if we said, perhaps this artist performed No Time and Not Tonight because of trouble performing in the bedroom, you would answer Lil Kimpotence. Mashing up Lil' Kim and impotence.
Mm-hmm. That's really how we are starting the show. Okay. After releasing To Pimp a Butterfly and winning the Pulitzer Prize for Music, this elderly 32-year-old artist developed rheumatoid joint inflammation. Danya.
Kendrick Lamarthritis.
Yes! Actually, the response to that is, damn!
It's hard to walk 8 miles when you're in recovery after suffering this artery blockage. Elizabeth.
Oh, I blanked. Eminem myocardial infarction.
Just give her the point.
Yeah, I know.
It's a heart attack.
I don't know if that is that going to count as a
maybe
what
not.
We say?
It's
artery
fine.
Blockage. Yeah, we'll accept that. We'll accept that.
This Atlanta artist's hits include Whatever You Like and Live Your Life. On his reality show, The Family Hustle, with his wife Tiny, he disclosed this intestinal disorder that can cause pain, bloating, and constipation. Elizabeth.
TIBS.
Yeah, TIBS is correct. The musician behind This Is America goes by his real name, Donald Glover, when he visits the doctor to treat this problem resulting from dry nasal membranes. Elizabeth.
Childish Gambino is the artist. I'm thinking of otolaryngitis, but I feel like that's not the right answer considering my track record.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You work in the health space. This. You could just go all the time with this.
No, I think I'm out.
Okay. Danya, can you steal?
Childish Gambino's dryness.
I feel like it's close.
You're gonna take that? Yeah. Nose dryness? Okay, that's
okay,
the ruling.
Yeah, sure. We were actually looking for nosebleed. See, even you don't think we should take it now.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's close enough.
Yeah, listen, it's no myocardial infarction.
That's right.
All right, you will be relieved to hear this is your last clue. His mixtape was called Coloring Book, but this Chicago artist is concerned with a very adult problem that might be treated with a little blue pill. Elizabeth.
Chance the Rapper. And.
Adult problem that might be
treated
with a
little. Yeah, I just can't think of the word for it.
Mm-hmm. Lucky you.
Yeah. I think I'm out.
Okay,
I'm going to go
to Danya. Danya, do you know the answer?
Chance the Rapper tile dysfunction.
Yeah, that's correct.
Great game, and Danya is in the lead.